the fins on my 2980, they're all on top.
Yeah, that's the way my ICOM 2710 is. They're all on top.
Probably on the Kenwood there you're running that. They're probably what, on the bottom?
Yeah, right out the back of it, yep.
Your Kenwood BQD, that puts out, what, 50 or 65 on high?
I think, what'd you say, Jim? I think that puts out 50, I think.
That's a 50-watt radio. It's the same thing I've got here, in that this is a 50-watt radio, too.
Somebody can't do, I mean, I've got 80, but somebody can't even do it with 50, and they've got a beam or a dual bander. I mean, well, then I would think that they just don't talk, you know, but I would think they'd be able to.
Yeah, this is a dual band radio, too, but it only shows one band at a time, which sucks, you know, but you can switch it over, and it does have dual watch on it, so it will switch back and forth.
Well, the 2710 I got, that both frequencies show up right on the screen at the same time, and it's actually got dual VFOs, one on the right, one on the left, and you just push the VFO in, and that gives you the priority channel, but you can listen to both of them at the same time, or you can turn, you know, I just turn the volume down. But, yeah, you can listen to both bands at the same time, and they're both on the screen at the same time.
Yeah, that's nice. Mine's not set up like that. Mine is just one band at a time, you know. You either go to the UHF or you go to the VHF.
Well, really, that's good. I mean, because when I had my 2000 Kenwood, I'd have, you know, my main... that would be on, the volume would be up, you know, for HF, and then the subband, that volume would be up for 2 meter. So, you know, I'm copying both of them, HF and VHF, and then, but once somebody comes in on VHF and if somebody's talking on HF, I mean, I can't go that way. I won't go that way where I'm listening to one and the other one. I'll just shut one down. You know, if I'm going to listen to somebody, I want to listen to that person and not have a lot of other stuff coming in on me.
Hey, guys, Karen just come in the room. Everybody tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Karen. What are you, 25?
It was yesterday, but you guys weren't out here.
Needs a happy, happy birthday, baby.
Could have been maybe 18.
Too funny.
So what are you going to do for Karen's birthday, Wedge?
That was yesterday. She's done too late now.
You do take her to an exclusive dinner at McDonald's?
No, actually, she went to work and brought me home dinner.
Oh.
You're a dog, Wedge.